Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Will somebody just lift up your hands and let's bless the God Almighty, Creator of the ends of the earth. Let's give Him praise. Let's thank Him, for this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it. We'll be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Father, we thank You. We appreciate You. We give You praise. We give You thanks. We give You praise, for You are a good God. You are a good God. We worship Your majesty. We appreciate Your greatness. We bless You, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says that God daily loads us with benefits on a daily basis. You may recognize it, you may not recognize it, but that is the truth. The more you are open to it, the more you recognize its benefits to you on a daily basis. Therefore, I want you to lift up your voice and give God thanks and begin to appreciate Him for that benefit for today. Come on, someone, lift up your voice and thank Him. Lift up your voice and thank Him, for He daily loads us with benefits. One of His benefits is coming to you this morning. One of His benefits, the benefits of God, is coming to you this morning. Come on, someone, appreciate the God of heaven and earth. Appreciate the God of heaven and earth. His benefit is coming to you this day. His benefit is coming. His benefit is coming. Nerosha nanata, klebetu asita, klemenuda zeta. Fentua shanana, fentua shanana, fentua shanana. Thank You, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank You.
Thank You, Lord Jesus.
We are grateful that we serve a God that has no capacity to lie.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Your word says You daily loads us with benefits. And Lord, we are here today to receive the benefits for today. As Your word comes, Father, let light shine in our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let every barrier to our next level be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, for those that have seen the next level, cause them to see another level in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
It shall be from glory to glory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank You.
Thank You, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Please let's be seated with a clap offering unto the Lord. Zanake poshananata. Veruaki talimana. Noziata. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you specially to your year of awesome deeds in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say with me with confidence, 2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Glory to God. When men and women look at you, they will be awed at the goodness of God in your life.
Amen.
They will be surprised at the goodness of God in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Please, if you miss last week Wednesday service, I beg you in the name of Jesus, even if you were in the service, get the message and listen to it. I refuse to accept defeat. It was an astounding message. As I listened to it again, it took me to another level. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please request for that message and listen to it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please, I want you to bring out your writing materials so you can write. As the message is coming on, God will also be speaking to you. Write.
Amen.
He says, what I say unto you, write. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
We want to look at a topic this morning that I believe will take you to your next level. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says we are going from light to light. You see, the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more and more unto the perfect day. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The title of the message this morning is going to your next level by avoiding the love of money. Blessed be God. Going to the next level by avoiding the love of money. Now, let me start by saying that Christianity is a warfare. Christianity is a spiritual battle. And it is the battle for your soul. Heaven and hell is fighting to gain control of you. If you don't know it, know it. There is a contention going on right now for your soul. Most believers are aware of God and the devil contending for their soul. And of course, the devil will do everything within his power to entrap your soul if you will allow it. God wants to bless you. When he takes hold of your soul, it is for him to bless you. But when the enemy takes hold of your soul, it's for destruction. Hallelujah. But the choice to whom you obey is yours. The devil cannot force you to obey him. In fact, God cannot force you to obey him. He doesn't force anyone. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that the choice of whom you obey is in your hands. Romans chapter 6 verse 16 says, do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey? You are that one slave whom you obey. Whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. Satan on one side, God on another side, they are contending for the soul of man. However, there is a more dangerous idol that is contesting with God for your soul. The Bible calls it the God called Mammon. It's contending for the soul of man. We'll start from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. These words are coming from the lips of Jesus. You can't serve both. The Message translation puts it this way. He said, you can't worship two God at once. Loving one God, you will end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. You can't. Now, let me quickly say here that money in itself is not bad. Money in itself is not evil. Money in itself is not a sin. No, it is not a sin. Rather, the love of money is what makes an idol out of it. Idol. It is the love of money that makes an idol out of it. And Listen to me, people of God. If you allow this subtle enemy into your life, it will take God out of your life. It will take God out of your life. Because God cannot stand a double deal. He cannot. He's a jealous God. He said, I, the Lord, I'm a jealous. Look, God is a jealous God. He is jealous. He cannot stand us fraternizing with any other gods. He cannot do it. He will not share his praise with any graven image. He will not. Therefore, remember, once again, let me say it. You cannot serve two masters. Put a mark. Put a distinction. Put money where money should be. Money is meant to be your servant, not to be your God, mini God. It's meant to be your servant. It's meant to serve your needs. It's meant to take care of you. It's a servant. You send servant message. You order servant message, not servant. Can you imagine a servant now ordering the master? So Exodus chapter 20 verse 3, the Bible says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me. And one of such gods that we are talking about is money, mammon. It's a god. When you have love for it, you make it become an idol. Let's look at what money can do. In fact, let's look at this scripture and please get an understanding of this scripture, because you will hear a lot of people say money is evil. The Bible says so. The Bible never said money is evil. Never. The Bible never said money is evil. So I want you to understand, money is not evil at all. No, I was speaking with a pastor the other time, and you know, he said all this prosperity message, he doesn't like it because it's evil and this. He was just going on. I just look at this man. I knew he lacked understanding. So after I explained the word of God to him, he said, wow, I never saw it that way. God wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing. That's the purpose, so that you can be a blessing. The Bible said, through prosperity, my cities, my kingdom shall be spread abroad. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. So God wants to, look, make yourself available for God to bless. If you have it in your heart, God will put it in your hand. If you have it in your heart, God will put it in your hand. Have it in your heart that you want to be a blessing, a great blessing to the body of Christ. Look at people, even in Canada, yeah, you'll be surprised. The other day we saw people on the road begging to leave. You can imagine God bless you so much, and then you take them off the street. You give them accommodation, give them feeding, you give them training. I hope somebody's catching a vision here tonight, this morning.
Yes, sir.
God wants to bless you so much. You take people off the streets. Have a home where you put them. Give them a training. Transform them. And of course, it is compulsory they must hear the word of God. Because they are staying in the home, special home. The Bible is discussed every day, and their lives are transformed, and training is going on the other side that gives them something to do. Listen to me. That is affecting destiny. Affecting destiny. So you need, without money, you can't do that. You can't do that without money. So please, money is not evil. Can I hear somebody say money is not evil?
Money is not evil.
You need money. You need money. In fact, it takes money for you to be hearing me right now. Without money right now, you won't be hearing me. It takes money. God wants to bless. He said, Abraham, I will bless you and you will be a blessing. I will bless you and you will be a blessing. So 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10. This is the most misunderstood scripture in the Bible, especially amongst unbelievers. Unfortunately, some believers are there. They say it's the love of money. It's not the love of money. It's not money. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It is the love of it. For which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Did you see that? Listen to me. The God of money is like snake. When he's coming, you don't hear his footstep. But when he takes hold of a person, he doesn't announce itself. He just takes hold of a person without the... He's very subtle, like the snake. Subtle, that's what the Bible says. Now the serpent is very subtle. You don't hear the footstep of a snake when he's coming. And it brings you into direct opposition to the word of God, the love of money. It brings you into direct opposition with the word of God. And this is because that thing, this thing called money, is never enough. Show me a man who has money and he says it's enough. Look at as rich as Bill Gates is. He's still working to get more money. Warren Buffett working to get more money. Why? It is never enough. And when money becomes the source of your joy and excitement, you will never have a stable joy. Because it waxes strong when there's money and it goes low when there's no money. Money compels you. It tells you what to do and it tells you what not to do. Please, avoid the love of money. Money shouldn't tell you what to do. You should tell money what to do. Money shouldn't tell you what to do. You should tell money what to do. And if you allow money to be determining your joy, if you allow it to determine your joy when the money is more, you are joyful. When the money is less, you are not happy, you are not joyful, it will cut short your life. God has a promise for long life for you. Long life is the promise of God for you and I. That's why it says in season and out of season, God is our joy, not money. You can't afford to make money your strength. You can't afford to make money your defense. No. And God is sounding a warning. You do not need to love money to have it. You don't have to love money to have plenty of it. No. You don't. You don't need to love it to have plenty of it. You don't need to hold on to it to have more of it. No, you don't. Do you know what you need to do? Look at it in the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. The Bible says, but as it is written. I just like that. As it is written. I has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So the question is, do you love God? And if your answer is affirmative, then be prepared for greatness, because God has prepared things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor entered into the heart of man. The thing, God has prepared these things for them. Read the Bible again. He said, prepared for those who love him. Who love him, not who love money. They love God above all. Listen to me. If God wants to move in your life and you put the love of money in front of it, that movement is at a risk. I'm telling you, that movement will be aborted. Every move of God is at a risk when money is in front. Every movement of God, God wants to move in your life. And suddenly, you put money ahead of it, there is a risk. Look at the servant of Elisha, Gehazi. He was to inherit the double anointing of Elisha. Just like Elisha did of Elisha. But he put money in front and he was destroyed. Is somebody understanding that?
Yes, sir.
He was destroyed. Neko shanina, perukati amenatus. Trying to get
Hallelujah.
It out. Zezwati, klimana. Hallelujah. Praise God. If money is your motivation, then you are standing on a dangerous cliff. If money is your motivation for following God, for serving God, then you are standing on a dangerous cliff. Do not let money become your motivation for serving God. Is God going to bless you? Yes. Are you going to have a lot of money? Yes. A lot of it. In fact, you will have much more money than you know what to do with it. Anyway, you will know what to do with it.
Amen.
Because there are millions, millions of people who need to hear this gospel as we are speaking. Do you know in Canada here, there are people who have not heard the word of God? They've not heard about Christianity.
Jesus.
I met one such person. I spoke to the young man. He said, "What is that?" I said, "I'm talking about Jesus." "Jehu?" "He has never heard of it." I said, "You mean you've..." He said, "No. You didn't go to church?" "No. Never been to church all my life." I'm talking of Canada here, yeah, with all the technology and everything. Then you can imagine other countries that are less privileged like this country, who have not heard the word of God. That's why you must set yourself to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the advancement of the kingdom of God, because that's where the blessing is, not the love of money, not to hold on to that money as if it is your life. You know, some people, they hold on to that money. They will hold on to it with their teeth and everything. They are holding on strong. "Lord, you can't take this from me. No way. Lord, you can't take it from me. It is mine." Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please free yourself from the love of money by going after God with all your heart. Go after God with all your heart. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Blessed be God. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me now? Praise God. It's very, very important that you free yourself of the love of money by going after God. Your greatest desire in life should be to love God. To love God. Your greatest desire in life should be to love God. Because when you love God, the Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. All things. How many things?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Blessed be God. Please, people of God, go after God practically. Love God practically. You know you love God. You know you can know that you love God. Not that somebody is telling you this and telling you that. You know you love him. Are you understanding that?
Yes, sir.
How do I know I love God? John chapter 14, verse 21. That's how to know that you love God. John chapter 14, verse 21. That's how to know that you love Him. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that God owns all the wealth on this earth? All of it. All of it. God owns all of it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. The Bible said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Again, he says, the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to me. One time I said to God, I said, God, please sell some of these cattle. Sell some, Lord. I need the money here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you know that need was met. God met my need. I said to God, I said, sell. Look, listen to me. If God have to sell some of the cattle just to meet your needs, He will if you love Him. I got a testimony yesterday from one of us that was just mind-blowing. From a family, one of them. Please, when you have testimony, write it down and email it to Benson@thelovepavilion.org. Or email it to info@thelovepavilion.org. Because you see, testimony makes my heart to rejoice. God took the family to a next level. He just took them from one struggling to a place of comfort. God will do the same for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Now, let me share with you the cure for the love of money. The cure for the love of money, you need it. You need to, because you see, if you are still struggling to give your offering with joy, something is wrong. If you are being reminded, something is not right somewhere. Are you getting what I'm talking about? It is a thing of joy. Because you see, if the love of money, like I said, it is very subtle. Before you know it, it will take over. To the glory of God, since I got born again, I am yet to eat my first tithe. I don't need encouragement. I don't need any encouragement to give my tithe. I don't need it. Nobody need to preach to me. Nobody need to advise me. Because I love God. Many of you are like that. Your love for God is so evident. And that's why God is blessing you and transforming your life. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, how do we deal with money? How do we tame money so that it doesn't become a god in our life? Number one, let godly contentment rule your life. Of course, with excitement. Godly contentment. Rule your life with excitement. When you are struggling to get it, that's not what God is saying. And when you are not struggling, He just brings it without any effortless. The testimony I was telling you about, it came effortless. No, even apply. They even pleaded with her. Be content serving God, because you know no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. You serve Him with joy. You know no good thing. His house a good thing? Yes. Then God will not withhold it from you. He will not withhold it from you.
Owning your own house, is it a good thing? Yes. Then God will not withhold it. The Bible says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The ones that walk uprightly are the ones who are in Christ Jesus. Because if you are in Christ Jesus, you have been justified. And if you are justified, you are upright. Please, I want you to take note of that. So be content walking with God, serving God with joy, with excitement. Not the one you are coming to church and it looks like a heavy load is on you. No, the Bible says, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. You are rejoicing because you know you are going to a place of solution. You are going to a place where God will take off every burden that is trying to attach itself to you. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. Is what?
Great gain.
How much gain?
Great gain.
How much grain?
Great gain.
I mean, how much gain?
Great gain.
Great. So, wherever you are now, rejoice and be thanking God. God, I know you are taking me to the next level. Oh, blessed be God. I know you are taking me to the next level. I rejoice. You see, the Bible says, when you are with God, you don't look for another God. You are content serving him. You don't look for another. You don't envy the wicked. And look at, when you see them with their flashy cars, flashy houses, flashy dressing, you don't envy them. Because the Bible said they are standing on a slippery ground. And very soon they will be gone. You won't even see them. You won't even know where they stood. But what do we do? Content with God. Satisfied with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two. Do not run after money. Do not pursue money. A member of the church called me the other time, one very young guy, one of the young folks, he called me and he was just asking me questions upon questions. He put me on the phone for 46 minutes. I was answering his question as he asked this. And one of the questions he asked me is it wrong to pursue after your job? No, the question is not wrong to pursue after your job. That's what I told him. You don't pursue after your job. But listen to me. Don't let money become the motivation of pursuing your job. Money shouldn't become the motivation of pursuing your job. God is the one that says you should work. God is the one that says you should be diligent. You should be hard work. You should engage in hard work. When I mean hard work, I don't mean laziness. I mean work productivity. That is God speaking. Do your work with such excellence that they find it difficult to do without you. Without you, you leave that place, they will be so sad that you left them. Not the one that you are leaving, they say, thank God he's going. Oh, what a relief. If they say that about you, then something is wrong. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So please, do not run after money. Rather, be intense in your pursuit of God. Be intense in your pursuit of God. Be intense about it. Be intense about your pursuing God. Don't take God with levity. Listen to me. You cannot compete with money and win. You cannot compete with money and win. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? You can't compete with money and win. Look at Proverbs chapter 23, verse 5. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle towards heaven. Did you see that? Can you imagine you want to compete with an eagle that is flying in the air? With your natural hand. You want to compete with an eagle. If you want to compete with money, you will lose the battle. I'm telling you the truth. And a lot of people have been, they've pursued money yet, they've never captured money. Why? It takes wings and it flies. He flies. The Bible says, in their greediness, many have pierced themselves through with many sorrows, pursuing after money. Pursuing after money. No. Please, have a change of heart. Have a change of heart. Don't pursue money. Pursue God. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't pursue money. Pursue God. And money will pursue you. Money will pursue you. In this land, wealth Amen. Will pursue you.
Amen.
In this land, wealth will pursue you.
Amen.
I say in this land, wealth will pursue you.
Amen.
Number three, be faithful where you are and with what you have. Be faithful in your present phase with God. Be faithful. The Bible says we should not come before the Lord empty-handed. So, is it $1 that is your offering? Is that the level of that God is blessing you? Give it with joy. Why? Be faithful where you are and with what you have. Is it $5 that is your level? Be faithful with it. Is it $50 that is your level? Be faithful with it. Is it $100 that is your level? Be faithful with it. Is it $1,000 that is your level of offering every service? Be faithful with it. Glory to God. I'm coming to that place very shortly. I say I'm coming to that place very shortly. If I were you, I would say the same thing. You know, I remember when I was saying that very shortly I will give 1 million naira. People didn't believe it. There was nothing around me to suggest as at that time that I would be able to afford that money. But I was saying it because I saw it in the Word of God, and I was saying it, and it came to pass. I gave the first 1 million naira. When I say first, that means there was a second, there was another, another. Glory to God. Amen. God is bringing you to wealth in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Luke chapter 16, verse 11. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Who will commit to your trust the true riches? So money, there's something beyond money. That's the true riches. When God entrusts to you his wealth. When God come to trust you, that is wealth. That is wealth. When God can depend on you, that is wealth. When God can trust you to meet a need, that is wealth. That's the true riches, not the money itself. The true riches is when you come to a place where God can trust you. Why? Because you have been faithful in the little that he has given to you. Because you are faithful in the little, he takes you to another level. He takes you, he keeps taking you to another level and another level. Remember, the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more onto a perfect day. Don't say, oh, because it's too small now. No. Don't joke with that small thing that is in your hand. It is the power of your future. It is the power of your future. Do not joke with your beginning. It is, look at what the Bible says. Job chapter 8, verse 7. It says, though your beginning was small, yet your latter end will increase. One of the scriptures says will greatly increase. Will greatly increase. Just like your church, the Love Pavilion, you see how it's increasing? Greatly increase. So please, do not despise the days of little beginnings. Of small beginnings. Do not despise it. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Do not despise it. Be committed where you are right now. Be committed with God. Don't just give your offering because it is time for offering. Pray over your offering. Thank God that He gave you a seed to give. Thank God that you are so grateful because you know no man can receive anything except it be given. Even if it is your boss that gave it to you, even if it's your friend that gave it to you, the Bible says no man can receive anything except it be given him from above. If it is not released from above, men will not put it in your hand. It has to be released from above. So you are grateful that God gave you this seed to sow as an offering. You are grateful that you have a tithe to give. You are so grateful and excited. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Number four. Do what He commands. Do what He commands. Doing what God commands makes His supplies available. Doing what God commands makes His supplies available to you. He said, my God, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, and my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I want you to take note of that. He says, it is according to His own riches in glory by Christ Jesus. According to His glory, not according to the economy. He will meet your needs, not according to the economy. He will meet your needs, not according to your strength. He meets your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And when He does it, you'll just be wondering, my God, is this how you are? That's why Mary, the mother of Jesus, said to the people, He said, whatsoever He tells you to do, do it. John chapter 2, verse 5. Whatsoever He tells you to do, do it. And here, He's telling us you cannot love money and love God at the same time. Whatsoever He tells you to do, do it. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
And number five, develop and operate a giving lifestyle. Develop it. Develop it. A giving lifestyle. Giving doesn't always have to be with money, 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 money. Because when pastors talk of giving, he's just making reference to money, money, money. No, no. If I don't have money, can I give it? No, I can't. But listen to me. You always have something to give. It may be your smile. Give it graciously. Give that smile graciously. It might open the door to greatness for you. You will not know. Greatness. That smile is powerful. It is a gift from God. You always have something to give. Maybe it is your words, good morning. And the way you said the good morning, because you have cooked yourself in the Holy Ghost, it came with such power and grace on the person hearing it. And he just go out of his way to want to help you. Go out of his way or away to want to help you, to want to assist you. Please, develop a giving lifestyle. Be generous with yourself. Listen to me. Let me say this. Giving is life. Giving is what?
Life.
Giving is life. It's not every time you have to talk about giving money. Listen to me. Giving is life. Be ready to assist someone that needs assistance. Physically, doesn't have to be money all the time. And if it will interest you to know, you don't prosper by what you give. I mean, you don't prosper by what you get. You prosper by what you give. That's the word of God. You don't prosper by what you receive. You prosper by what you give. It is what you give that determines what you receive. You don't prosper by what you get. You prosper by what you give. Please, get that. Understand that. It is the truth of God's word. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So please be committed to a generous lifestyle. Be committed to it. Make it part of your life. Make it part of your life. And I tell you the truth. Your giving lifestyle will change your story. It will change the story of your life. It will. It will change the story of your life. I've seen too many testimonies in people's life and in my life to know what I'm telling you now is true. Okay, let's look at the word of God. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21. Verse 25. The Bible says, the generous soul will be made rich. The generous soul will be made rich. The one that is generous, the one that is a giver, he will be made rich. And he who waters will also be watered himself. Did you see that? Because he is watering others, because he's a giver, he will be blessed. So the love of money cannot have effect on him. His giving conquers greed. His giving conquers greed. In fact, my Mudok said, your giving is a proof that you have overcome greed. Giving with excitement, giving with joy. Are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. In fact, you have to know this in your spirit, soul, and body. You have to know this scripture. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. The Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Did you see that? Seed time and harvest, they shall not cease. It is in the order. Look at it. God put it in order. While this earth is still remaining, while we are still on this earth, God says there will always be seed time and there will always be harvest. You won't miss your harvest in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You won't miss your harvest in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Operating these five keys will deal with the love of money. It will eradicate the love of money from your life. So get yourself enwrapped in it. Be content with what God is doing in your life. As you look on to the next phase of your life, be content. As you push on, be content. And you get what I'm talking about. It's very, very important. And don't run after money. Run after God. Run after God. Be intense in your pursuit of God. Be faithful where you are. Be faithful with what you have. The Bible says, if you are faithful with little, much will be committed to your hand. When God sees that you are faithful in this level, he moves you to the next level. You are faithful in that level, he moves you to the next level. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
As God is blessing you, the same way you are changing your offering, your tithe, of course, reflects the blessing. Is somebody hearing that?
Yes, sir.
Do what he commands and develop a generous lifestyle. Why am I telling you this? Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 22 to 21. The Bible says, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that there will not be day and night in their season. That means if you can disrupt the order of the day and the night. From following each, we saw night yesterday, and now we are seeing the day, and soon we will see night again. The Bible says, if you can stop that, then, only then, my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne, and the Levites, and the priests. That's where we come in. The priests, you know, Jesus made us unto God priests. Jesus made us priests. He said, then may my covenant be broken with my priests, my ministers. Did you see that?
That's why you must have confidence in the word of God. Confidence in what God's word says. I share one more scripture with you before we go for the anointing of next level this morning. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18. The Bible says, I'm reading from the NLT translation. I just love some few words here because the King James Version says, by two immutable things. Immutable. You might be wondering what is immutable. If you are not a lawyer, you might be wondering what it is. But if you are a lawyer, I'm sure you'll know what is immutable. Glory to God. But here's what it says. He said, so God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible. God swore by an oath with his promise. The Bible said by these two things, his promise and the oath, it is impossible for God to change his word. For it is impossible for God to change his mind. When he said, seed time and harvest shall not cease, it is impossible for it to change when I engage God with my faith. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence. I like that word, great confidence, as we hold to the hope that lies before us. You will not miss your place in this current move.
Amen.
You will not miss your next level in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not miss your next level in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Will you rise up to your feet here this morning in Jesus' mighty name and lift up your hands and give him praise and give him thanks? Will you lift up your hands and give him praise? Just thank him. Thank him for the word that you have heard this morning. Glorious God, thank you. Thank you, Almighty God, for your word this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we give you thanks for the truth of your word, liberating us, setting us free. Glorious God, Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We thank you. Righteous God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the benefits that you have shared with us this morning. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We bless you, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, glorious Father. Somebody, will you just take this moment and pray? Take this moment. Lift up your voice and speak to your Father. Lift up your voice and speak to your Father. Come on, somebody. Lift up your voice and speak to your Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, talk to your Father this morning. When you hear the word, you should pray the word into your life. Pray the word into your life. Lord, grace to be content. Grace to be content with you. Grace to be content with excitement. Lord, grant me grace to be content with excitement. Grace to pursue you with intensity of heart. Grace to follow after you, O God, with intensity of heart. Grace to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Grace to be obedient to your word. Grace to be obedient to your commands. Oh, Father, I ask for grace to be prompt in my obedience. Grace to be prompt in my obedience. Is somebody praying? Is somebody lifting up his voice? Is somebody lifting up his voice? God is doing something right now. Oh, grace to be faithful. Grace to be faithful with what you have, with where you are. Grace to be faithful in your resources. Faithful unto God. Lord, I receive the giving grace. You know, there's something called the giving grace. Will somebody pray for that giving grace? Ask God for the giving grace. It is grace. It takes grace to give. It takes grace to give. And when that grace comes upon you, you give with joy. You give with confidence. You don't give with doubt. You give with confidence, with love. You give unto God with confidence. You give unto men with confidence. In joy, because the giving grace.
Paul the apostle says that you may excel in this grace, excel in the giving grace. There's the giving grace, Lord. We ask for the giving grace upon the love pavilion. We ask for the giving grace upon members of the love pavilion. We ask for the giving grace upon everyone that is hearing us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by Father, my God, Nezotelamendo, Inanana Karuta, Eshate Pratiso Clamento, Merugate Sasia Mananta. This is your time. This is your opportunity. This is your season of lifting. This is your next level. Something is about to break loose in your life. Something is breaking loose even this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mabrato Sasia Menande Glefeke Tuakata. Mahila Pute Sia Pratela. Voswa Sasia Manandush. Thank you, precious Father. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. If you are listening to this message after this time, wherever and whenever you're listening to it, I want you to know that God loves you so much. He sent his only begotten son to die for your sin. If you are the only one on earth, he will still come and sacrifice that life for you because he loves you so much. You are important to him. It takes God at work in your life for there to be no other God. Therefore, if you want God to be at work in your life, Jesus must be in your life. You want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I would love to pray with you this moment. Will you pray this very short prayer with me? Say, dear Lord Jesus, today I come before you. I ask that you forgive me my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Take me just as I am. I repent of my sins. I am yours from now and henceforth. Father, thank you. I ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you pray that prayer, you are born again. I want you to send us an email so that we can be a part of you, send you some materials that will be a blessing to you. Send an email to us. Info@thelovepavilion.org, and we'll get back to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for you that the glory of God will rest upon you, that the hand of the Almighty God will be with you, that you will become the friend of God, like God confided in Abraham. From this day henceforth, God will begin to confide in you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. One more time. I want you to lift up your hands and just appreciate God for the anointing that is about to come upon your life. It is the anointing for the next level. The anointing that is taking us to the next level. The anointing that is taking us to the next level. The Bible says it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken off from thy shoulder and his yoke from thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Whatever yoke that is a barrier to your next level, as that oil comes upon your life, as that anointing comes upon your life, that barrier shall be destroyed. That yoke shall be destroyed. That barricade shall be broken. Whatever is the obstacle, it shall be taken away, and you are going to your next level. I have the mandate of God this moment to tell you that God has come to you this day to take you to your next level in the name of Jesus. Now, look at Psalm 92 verse 10 to 15 where we read in the call to worship. He said, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil is coming upon you this moment. Fresh oil is coming upon you this moment. And by reason of that fresh oil, your eyes shall see your desires upon your enemies. Everyone that, you see, when I'm talking of enemy, I mean Satan and his cohorts. Satan, disease, sickness, what you call it now, stagnation, whatever it is that want to put you in a particular level, that's your enemy. This day, they shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And verse 12 says, you shall flourish like a palm tree. You shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. By virtue of this anointing coming upon you today, you will begin to move from one level to another in Jesus' name. You will move from one level to another in Jesus' name. He said, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You shall flourish in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall flourish in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can I hear a better amen from someone there?
Amen.
He says, they shall bear fruit in old age. That means you will still be productive. It doesn't mean bury child now. I mean, you will still be productive. You are 70, it looks like you are 20. You are 80, it looks like you are 30. In strength, in stamina, listen to me. You will be fruitful in old age in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says, they shall be fresh and flourishing. Why? To declare that the Lord is upright, is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Glory to God. Will you bring your bottle of anointing oil out? Bring the bottle of anointing oil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just take off that oil. Lift up the bottle. Lift up the bottle up. Lift up the bottle of your anointing oil. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask for the presence of the Holy Ghost to come upon this bottle, consecrating it as the holy anointing oil in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, anoint yourself, put in your forehead and begin to speak. Just put on your forehead today. And begin, take a little, put on your forehead and begin to speak to the glory of God. Begin to speak your desires. 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 What do you want? Begin to speak your desires. Begin to speak your desires. Neruza etwa kefia mena boshelena. Begin to speak your desires. Oh, the Holy Ghost shall whistle to them. They will hear the voice of the Lord. They will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it. The Holy Ghost will whistle to you. You will hear the voice of the Holy Ghost saying, this is the way, walk in it. Oh, they out there, they will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit calling them, these are my desires. Mara eno kefe tosia mananta glepiko chiana tosesia mananto mangretu suswa brete lameno brete lameno. Father, we thank you. Thank you for taking us to the next level. Thank you for bringing us into the next level. We give you praise, Father. We give you thanks, Father. We bless your holy name.